You know what I mean? Those are some poor people. Bless their hearts. I get to go to church. Amen. Man, I was just sitting there as we were singing that song. I was like, you know what? I'm a lucky man. Amen. Luck ain't the word. Maybe blessed is the better word. Amen. I'm a blessed man. Looking out here and seeing everybody worshiping. I tell you what, it don't happen everywhere. And I'm glad I get to be a part of it. Amen. And I'm glad you're here tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 3. 1 Samuel chapter number 3. If you've read your Bible any amount or studied any amount, you may not know this scripture very, very well, but you know the man that the scripture talks about. And we'll start reading in verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep." This simply means where it says the lamp of God went out in the temple. This means it's getting dark outside. There was a rule, there was a law that these lamps were to be burning all day long. And so when it says that this lamp was going out, that means it's getting dark outside. And we know this man Samuel in the story. He's very important to our Bible. And this story is somewhere around, from the best I can read it, this historian, Josephus, says he believes that Samuel at this time was around 12 years old. He was a young man. But I believe that this time of his life, not only can young people learn from, but I believe us older people can learn from this as well. In verse number 4, the Bible says, "And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I." Man, to me, when I read that verse right there, I just see childlike faith. Amen. You know, when we first got saved, when we were just children as Christians, when we were just young children of God, when we first got saved, when God said, "Hey, son," we said, "Here am I." When there was a work day at church, we said, "Here am I." Are y'all with me? Somebody say amen. When there was something to do, when it comes to the work of God, when it comes to the cause of Christ, if there was something that we could do, we volunteered. Amen. Amen. Samuel says, "Here am I." Verse 5, "And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, thou callest me. He said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not. My son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I. Thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Verse number 9, and this is where we're basically going to get all of our points, all of our message out of this verse tonight. The Bible says, "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down. And it shall be, if he calls thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth." Samuel listens a lot better than my four-year-old, amen. If I'd have told my four-year-old that, he would have come back in there and said, "Daddy, did you call me?" "No, son, listen, when I talk to you, Brother Jake, have you ever had to do this? Grab him by the shoulders. Look, when I tell you something, listen to what I tell you." Amen. I feel like the Lord has to do that with me sometimes. Amen. But tonight, I just want to share this message, and I hope it's an encouragement to you. I hope it's a challenge to you. When I read this verse, I was just thinking of this was really the first time that Samuel got a word from God. How many of y'all ever got a word from God? Amen. If you've never got a word from God, then you are missing out. Amen. As I was reading this scripture, I began to think there is a difference between reading your Bible and hearing from God. Amen. Reading your Bible and hearing from God. There's been lots of times, Brother Brian, out of routine, out of my religious duty, I got up in the morning and I read my Bible. But there have been a lot fewer times when I've got up in the morning needing something and God showed up just when I needed Him to and gave me that word that I needed to hear. Has anybody ever had that happen? I'm telling you, it's amazing. If you've never experienced what I'm talking about, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's almost like, how many of y'all the preachers ever been preaching and you're like, I'm going to kill them because they told the preacher what's been going on in my house. How many of y'all ever thought that, right? I mean, I'm his son, and I'm like, I share something with him, and he gets up and preaches, and it's like right on me, and I'm like, I didn't tell you this for you to preach at me about it, you know? But I don't believe it's him preaching at me. I believe it's a word from the Lord. I believe God is speaking through him to me. And I can't tell you how many times that I've needed a word from God. I can't tell you how many times I've stood up here and y'all probably seen me and I'm not bragging on myself and I'm not trying to make much of me at all. I'm trying to lift Him up. But I've been on this platform and I have been needing a word from God. Amen. Needing God to speak to me in a desperate way. Me and my wife may be struggling with things that nobody else knows about, and we're struggling. We come to church, and I stand on this pulpit, and I put on the smile, and I make sure everybody knows that I'm doing my part, and I'm singing my song, and I'm doing my ministry, but inside I need a word from God. Has anybody ever felt that way? You come to church and sit in your spot. You're where you need to be. You shake the preacher's hand. You try to encourage him. You see your friend, you wave at him, you smile like everything's okay, but inside you need a word. Are y'all with me? Say amen. I've been standing right here needing a word only for a song that I'm singing for God to just jump all over me and say, hey, this is what I've been trying to tell you. Amen. Or for Brother Jackson to get up and sing, or Brother Jake to get up and sing, and all the other great singers up here, they get up and sing, and God just speaks to me in a way that nobody else hears it. Eli didn't hear it, but Samuel heard it. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Amen. And I've been there. I know where Samuel is right here. And everybody else didn't know Samuel was getting a word from God, but Samuel knew he was getting a word from God. Amen. I want to talk about hearing from God. Samuel here, like I said, he's probably around 12 years old. The best I can tell, a lot of people think he's around 12 years old at this time. And he gets the first word from God. What's so important about Samuel getting a word from God? Well, Samuel becomes a prophet. Amen. Samuel being able to hear from God was very, very important. Because Samuel would hear from God and relay that message to the nation of Israel. Are y'all with me? Say amen. It was very important. I want to say this. It's very important if you're a mom or a dad in here. It's very important that you hear from God, because if you don't hear from God, your children might not hear from God. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Maybe there's a grandparent, or maybe there's a mentor in here. Maybe there's somebody, maybe there's a teacher in here. And you say, well, what's so important? Well, there's some times where the word that God gives you is not necessarily just for you. It's for somebody else. Samuel here. He's one of the prophets that, when you think about prophets in the Bible, this is one of the men you think about. This is the man who anointed David. This was an important man. I mean, how many of y'all know David was pretty important? Say amen. Amen. David was very important. If it wasn't for Samuel being sensitive to the word of God and what God had to say to him, If it was another man, would they have chosen David's older brothers when they come in? Or would they have chose David? We don't know. We know Samuel chose the right one. Why? Because he knew how to listen to what God had to say. I don't know about you, but I want to hear from God tonight. I don't want to just read my Bible. I don't want to just come to church. I don't want to just listen to the Word. I want to listen to Him. Amen? Number one, I notice if we're going to hear from God, number one, we must make ourselves available. We must make ourselves available. We saw there the first three times, or the first two times that God spoke to Samuel. What does Samuel say? He says, "Here am I." He was available when God called, wanted to talk. Here's the problem in today's world. When God wants to talk, we got so much stuff going on. We got so much stuff going on. What would happen if when God wanted to speak personally to you and I, if we put the timeout sign and said, "All right, y'all, you're going to have to wait. God's talking to me. Y'all going to have to wait. I've got an appointment to speak with my Savior." Somebody say amen. How important is the Word of God to you? How important is hearing from God? I'm talking about when you need Him the most, how important is it to hear from God? To me, it's very important. And I want to make sure that I'm available when He wants to talk. Amen? Let's look in verse number 9. "Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel," look at this next phrase, "go lie down." Go lie down. I want to say this. If you'll notice, God never spoke to Samuel in the presence of Eli.
That's right.
When Samuel couldn't figure it out, what did Eli tell him to do? He said, "You got to go get by yourself. You got to go get back where he was speaking to you before." Are y'all with me? You got to go make yourself available. Are y'all with me? I'm fixing to give y'all a quote right here. Sometimes to make yourself available, you've got to make yourself unavailable. Sometimes to make yourself available, you've got to make yourself unavailable. He said, "Go lie down." In other words, go get by yourself. If you want to get a good word from God, you can't have the kids running around. You can't have the boss on one phone, on Facebook on the other, trying to read. No, that ain't how it works. You've got to get alone with Him. You've got to shut everything else out. You've got to make yourself unavailable to the world so that you can make yourself available to Him. Some people, to a lot of people, and I hope there's not anybody like this in this room, that to a lot of people, it's not that important. Amen. To a lot of people, it's not a priority to them. But I tell you this, when you get into a situation when you need a word from God, you'll make it a priority. Amen? I notice we must make ourselves available. Making yourself available sometimes means making yourself unavailable. Go to the last place where you heard a word from Him. Let me ask you this question. Have you made yourself available? Have you made yourself available? I almost didn't even put this point in this message because so many times I feel like I'm standing up here saying, you know what, man, we're always crunched for time. I feel like I say that every time I preach. If you're a preacher, you would understand this because, you know, it's like, man, I already preached out of this chapter. I already preached out of this book. I don't want to preach out here again. And man, I've been fighting this all day, but I want to tell you this. I believe it's one of the biggest struggles in America today. I taught my son how to spell it at the supper table today. T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E. I taught Wyatt how to spell that today. Time. I believe it's one of the biggest struggles in America today. The invention of the cell phone, it's so wonderful, but what it does is it makes you available to everybody in the whole world. Anybody can call you at any time. And what we're going to do, just be honest. Hello? Right? We make ourselves available to anybody who wants to call. Do you make yourself available to Him? We make our... Hey, listen. The other day, I'm not even going to lie. Gas is real high right now, if y'all didn't know that. And, it takes like 75, 80 bucks to fill up my car. I'm like, golly, man. I don't even be making no more trips than I have to, but guess what? I forgot my phone. So guess what I had to do, Brother Edwin? I mean, I can't go all day without my phone. I drove all the way 15 minutes back home and got my phone so that I could have my phone, so that I can make myself available, just in case y'all needed me, amen. We make ourselves available to everybody in the world. I say this almost to a fault. Hey, brother, if you need anything, holler at me. If you need anything, brother, y'all holler at us. How many of y'all ever heard me say that? I say that all the time. That's just part of my conversation, I guess. What am I doing? I'm making myself available. I'm making myself available. Hey, brother, buddy, if you need my help, unless it's hard work, just call me, brother. Just call me. I know, brother, Brady works hard. That's why I had to throw that in there. I mean, if you want to go fishing, call me. If you need help putting the boat in, I'm ready, okay? All right, we make ourselves available to everybody. But let me ask you this question before we move on. Do you make yourself available to Christ? Do you make yourself available to Christ at all times? Let me just throw this in there. He's available not just when you need him to be available. Just so you knew that. Lots of times, the only time we want him to be available is when we have a honey-do list, amen? When we need him to do something, all right? He's available to you. Are you available to him? Number one, we must make ourselves available. Number two, we must not assume he will speak to us on our schedule. We must not assume he will speak to us on our schedule. Look in verse number 9. Eli says to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be. Look at this big word right here. If he call thee. If he call thee. Here's where I fail. Y'all want me to just be honest? When I pray, I expect it to already be in the mail. Amen? I expect it to be on my porch waiting for me when I get home. Does anybody else pray like that, right? We pray as though God is sitting there, you know, Lord, I need a new car. Here you go, son. God bless you. Enjoy it. Be careful. Are y'all with me? That's not how it works. And sometimes, Brother Mark, I pray, and he don't talk back. Sometimes I pray, and I don't get the yes that I wanted. Sometimes I pray and he gives me an answer I wasn't even thinking about. And I'm like, are you sure? Do you really know what's going on here? I mean, I know you created the world and all that, but I mean, you know what's going on, right? You know what I need, right? But so many times we just assume that he's just going to answer as soon as we pray. We're going to hear from God just as soon as we ask for a word. There's going to be a word. And the reason I'm telling you this is because of this. Don't get discouraged when he don't answer right off. Don't get discouraged when you call out and say, Lord, I need a word from you, and he don't answer like he did so-and-so, and so you think, oh, he likes her more. He likes him more. No, that's not the case. Sometimes his schedule is different than our schedule. And his schedule, I promise you this, you'll want to trust his scheduling a lot more than you want to trust your scheduling. I know lots of times I say, man, I can't understand why this is going on, only to see later, duh, that's why God did that. That's why he didn't allow me to do that. That's why he didn't allow me to go and be a part of that, because he saw the bigger schedule. Amen. We must not assume that he will speak to us on our schedule. Let me just say this. We don't deserve him to say a word to us. Listen, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm glad that I can't, because it would embarrass me, and I would be embarrassed to show my face ever again. But I wish I could tell you how many second chances God's given me. Amen. And third chances. Amen. And fourth chances and fifth chances. I failed him. Listen, if I was to stand up here all night, which y'all know I won't, all right, if I was to stand up here all night and I was to tell y'all all the times God, I told God, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Only to wake up the next day, Brother Mark, and do the exact thing I told him I wouldn't do again. Amen. And he gives me another chance. He gives me another chance. He gives me another chance. And then I get in the bind, I need a word from him. Listen, And then we sing that song, "You do not owe me one thing." Listen, he don't owe us one thing. He don't owe us one thing. But when he does speak to us, amen, it's wonderful. Let me ask you this question. Are you patiently waiting on the Lord? Are you patiently waiting on the Lord? Don't assume he will speak to us on our schedule. Sometimes it takes a little time, but God will speak to you. Number one, we must make ourselves available. Number two, we must not assume he will speak to us on our schedule. Number three, we must listen to his commands. We must listen to his commands. Look in verse number 9. He says, "If he call thee, that thou shalt say." Listen to what he says. "Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord." I know a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, I'm talking about me, okay? I know when I pray sometimes, Brother Edwin, I say, "Now listen, Lord." Let's just be honest. How many of y'all ever said, "Listen, Lord"? When we should be saying what? "Speak, Lord." "Speak, Lord." Are y'all with me? Say amen. I can't tell you how many times I've went to the Lord just to say, "Lord, you just sit there and sit on your couch with your tissues, and I'm just going to spill my guts." Amen. "I'm just going to tell you everything that's wrong in my life. Lord, just listen to me." When I should be saying, "Lord, I'm messed up. I need you to speak to me. I need you to speak to me." I promise y'all, listen, maybe it's not as important to y'all as it has been to me in my life, but I know in my life, there have been some times where I desperately needed a word. A word from God. And what I've learned is so many times I mess up that word from God because he doesn't have time to tell me what he wants to tell me because I'm too busy telling him what I've been wanting to tell him. Maybe when we pray, we need to stop talking so much. Amen. We start listening. He says, "Speak, not listen." We got to learn to listen. Amen. Let me ask you this question. Are you listening when God speaks to you? Are you listening when God's trying to speak, or are you talking when God's trying to speak? Amen. We must listen to his commands. Number four, lastly, I'm done. We must humble ourselves. We want a word from God. What do we got to do? We've got to go get alone. We've got to make ourselves available. Number two, we've got to be patient. We can't get upset when he don't answer right away. We've got to listen when it's time to listen and not talk. But lastly, we've got to humble ourselves. Look at what he says right here. "Speak, Lord, for thy what? Servant heareth." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Samuel had a servant's heart. He had a servant's heart. How do you know that? Because the first three times the Lord said, "Samuel," what did he do? He jumped out of bed and ran to the man of God. Why do you think he did that? Because he thought there might be something he could serve to Eli. Eli, as we said, the Bible says he can't even hardly see. Bible says he's getting old. He needs things. How many of y'all, I don't know this, but if you're old, say amen. I need things sometimes. Amen. All right, say amen. I ain't going to call no names, but y'all know who you are, amen. You need things sometimes, all right? I've been praying for Brother Mark, but I've been praying for Miss Ellen, amen. I've been praying for Miss Ellen. Because I know Brother Mark been needing some things. Am I right, Miss Ellen? Man's been sick. Man's been struggling. When a man's struggling, he needs things. Samuel knew that. So when he heard a voice say, "Samuel," he said, got out of bed, put his slippers on, ran in there. "Yes, sir. What can I do?" He had a servant's heart. You know what I believe? I believe this with all my heart. I believe this with all my heart. God loves to speak to a servant. God loves to speak to a servant. You know, these big evangelists on television, and they got all the money and everything, and they can have all that. I'm just going to be honest, I've seen some old ladies. Y'all don't nobody in here know their name. But they serve. But they serve. And I'm telling y'all, when somebody says, what's some of the best words that God's ever given you? You know what it came through? A servant. I can't tell you how many old men or old women, not even old. I don't know why I keep saying old. Maybe they were just a good servant. And they come to me and said, hey, I don't know why I want to tell you this, but I want to tell you this. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. If you never had that happen, I'm sorry, but it's wonderful. Amen. When somebody you wasn't even expecting, somebody whose name's not on the sign, somebody that you maybe, you know, if you had the top 10 names you was going to pick from, this wouldn't have been the one. And they come up to you and say, hey, brother, the Lord told me to tell you this. And it's right on time. I believe with all my heart, God loves to speak to a servant. To a servant. I'm just going to be honest, Brother Jesse. I thought, you know, sometimes when I was coming up and I was hanging around with all these preachers, man, they wore these sharp suits. And y'all know I'm a sucker for a sharp suit. Now, I just love to wear a suit. I'm just going to be honest. My dad, he's like, man, you wear that tie every... I'm like, if you want me to stop, I'll stop. But I just like a suit, man. I just like it. Amen, brother. He's the only one that wears the tie with me, amen. But I love a suit. And I used to think, Brother Jesse, wearing a suit and having all the followers on Facebook and Instagram, that's how I'd get a good word from God. I used to think, man, if I talked a certain way, or if I preached a certain way, or if I told an illustration with a good punchline, that I'd hear from God. But it ain't nothing about that. What I've learned is the more faithful I can be to Him, and not everybody sees it, He talks to me more than I mean. It's when I get too big for my britches that He does what He did to Saul. He takes His hand off of it. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Amen. Maybe this is just for me tonight, but I want to tell you this. When you need a word from God, you'll want to know this message.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't tell you how many times I've been so desperate for a word from God. I've heard my dad talk about it. We've heard him tell the story of when he was in the deer stand and he was begging for a word from God. And what God do? He came through and gave him a word. He still holds on to that to this day. Why? Because it's so sweet.
Yeah.
It's so sweet when God speaks. You better listen when God speaks, amen.
Amen.
But there's some things we have to make sure that we're doing if we want Him to speak to us.
Right.
Number one, we've got to be available. If you're too busy for Him, if you don't give Him time, then what do you expect? Don't get discouraged when He doesn't answer you right off the bat.
That's right.
Make sure when He's speaking, you're listening.
Amen.
Man, I like that thing I said. I didn't even mean to say it, but I said it. I said, sometimes when we pray, we need to stop talking so much.
That's right.
I think I'm going to put that on a coffee mug. Amen. Next time you're praying, quit talking so much. Amen. My wife's like, I wish you'd quit talking so much. Amen. We've got to listen when He's speaking.
Amen. That's right.
And we've got to humble ourselves. Listen, I believe with all my heart, and I know I said this already, but I believe with all my heart, God loves to speak to a servant.
That's right.
You don't have to have your name in lights. Everybody don't have to know your name. You don't have to stand on this stage. Brother Robbie doesn't have to speak to you every service. For God to speak to you. For God to talk to you. For God to give you a word to get you through that situation you're going through. Maybe there's somebody in here tonight and you're struggling. Miss Teresa's coming to the PM. Maybe there's somebody in here that you're struggling and nobody in here. Listen, Eli could not relate to Samuel. Listen, I love you tonight, but I can't relate to you. Maybe God needs to give you a word tonight. Maybe you need God to give you a word tonight. Maybe you need to come down to these altars and while you're praying, just quit talking for a minute. Just quit talking and listen to what he's trying to tell you. Maybe you need to get up in the morning and set a scheduled time for you to have some quiet time with him. Make sure that you're available to him. And that way, if he needs to tell you something, that you're available and you can listen. Amen. Sometimes to make yourself available, you've got to make yourself unavailable. Maybe that's you tonight. These altars are open. Maybe there's somebody in here who needs a word from God. I know I do. Let's pray. Let's ask God to meet with us. Amen. Amen.